next guest is a multiple Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, whose most recent album with the band he co-founded is entitled Big Whiskey and the Gru Grux King. Please welcome Dave Matthews. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Good to be here.
Thank
been
you very much.
A while. Not too long. Hope you haven't missed me.
We have missed you. And I don't know if you've heard, but I've been sick.
I heard you were you were saying so earlier, you know, one of the guys in my band is a little under the weather, too, though you won't be able to tell it. He has the same thermometer that you have. He's got it right now. He's been taking his temperature alongside with you.
We were talking about talking to Eric Bana. Well, I feel like I can be a public service to people who are running a fever. Every time they see Dave take his temperature, you folks at home take your temperature. And together, we'll get through this. We're talking to Eric Bana about his kids, and you've got kids. Are they getting close to being teenagers, your kids?
Two of them, right? My girls are almost eight, which is, I think, just a year or two away from 17.
Yeah, so you're all right. You got a little time. Yeah.
I'm still concerned because they're pretty groovy. Mm-hmm. You know, they got attitudes. You know, they say no, and then I say, what did you say? They say no. And now I got a little boy who's two, and he says no pretty easily. But he also says no to my lovely wife, which satisfies me no end.
So you've got the dynamic already up and running for you. What kind of stuff do you do with your two-year-old son? It's never too early to get out there and do stuff, is it?
No, I did something stupid, but it didn't turn out bad. But I thought it was, while I was doing it, I thought it was stupid a little bit. I went on a canoe ride with him, just the two of us.
Right.
We live by a river, and so we went out there. But I was very careful, and we it's a little shit. But I'm pretty good at the canoe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But
I believe you are.
Then he walked forward over the bars, which was a little rocky, and then got to the front, and he sat. He has faith in me more than I do, and then sat out there. You know, it could have ended terribly, but he had a life vest on, which was a superb decision on my part. And then he returned at one point because he was bored or something to my side of the boat, which was a little shaky too. he didn't warn me. He
Taking
just spun
stroll,
around
yeah,
and like leant out over the water. So that was unnerving. And then the only time it became difficult was when I got to the side of the river, and then I was like, well, how do I get out of the boat with him? Because it's still shaky.
That's right.
So that was the only time that I didn't look like a pro because I had to throw him.
And to throw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to lose points for that. Tell me about the album here, Gru Grux. That is, help me out here, the nickname of your friend, former band member, Leroy Moore. Is that correct?
Yeah, a long story short, there was a few Grux, but he held on to the name and as a nickname and before I knew what it meant, which it's a few different things, a few different tales, but it was what I called him and what a lot of us called him, Grux, and this album. And he died last year after the complications from from injuries received when he on an ATV last year. So 20 some years, a good friend, and so that was sad. So we kind of made the album with him in our minds.
Am I the only one who doesn't know what Gru Grux means?
I don't think it means much. I think it means something it means a lot, but not to most people. It's just like a secret, you know. It's like it was his name. It was like, I wish someone who was there when they came up with it. I wasn't there at the time. It was an old nickname. It's something like, I'm trying to think of something that's not an expletive. Something that's really cool, you know, something that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the Gru Grux.
Yeah. Well, it will grow as time passes.
Thank you so much for catching me there.
And when we come back, I believe we're going to hear something from this collection. Is that correct, Dave?
I hope so.
Yeah,
thank
we'll be right back with Dave Matthews.